Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Reporter John Kalish is a familiar voice. He's been covering a lot of things for a lot of years. But today we want to focus on what's called the maker movement, the do-it-yourself scene. He's been tracking it as it expands into almost every American city and every avenue of American life. John joins us in the studio for a look at some of the latest developments in DIY. John, welcome.
Thank you.
So start with local governments and corporations investing in maker spaces.
I was in Vermont not long ago. There is a new makerspace in Burlington, Vermont. It's in city-owned property in Burlington. And elsewhere around the country, you find that local and state governments are investing in makerspaces because they know that these have become hotbeds of technological innovation and entrepreneurship.
So basically, you can rent a little bit of space in a building and be alongside others who are just trying to make something.
Exactly. It's not only renting spaces, but often it's just a membership of, say, $100, $125 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have access to all of these high-end machines that you could obviously never afford by yourself. Not long ago, I was in Philadelphia, visited this amazing place called NextFab Studio, and got a tour of all sorts of startups, amazing startups, including a guy who had been in the silk screening business, but now he was working on other things.
Okay, I love sounds, so I'm trying to guess. What is happening when we hear this sound?
This is a machine that does direct-to-garment printing. It's a lot less messy and labor-intensive than silkscreen printing. And the guy who owns this business has a little 10-foot by 12-foot office in this Philadelphia makerspace.
Okay, and this is the state of Pennsylvania that's put up some money for this makerspace in Philly.
The state of Pennsylvania's venture capital investment fund has given several startups thousands of dollars to use on equipment here. And this guy who is printing a T-shirt for me, one of the things he's looking to do, because, again, he has access to gear that he just wouldn't own on his own, he's going to be using a huge inkjet printer that can actually print on cloth, and he's going to start making wallpaper.
So that's Philadelphia, and apparently a makerspace in Columbus, Ohio now claims to be the largest makerspace on the planet. How big and what goes on there?
So it is 60,000 square feet. It just moved into an old factory that has been renovated with hundreds of thousands of dollars from a local county government, and a number of startups and artisans are working there doing all sorts of things.
Our wood shop, our computer-controlled router table, kilns for powder coating, hydroponics lab, jewelry station for silversmithing and metal casting.
Okay, we get the idea. This is big. The Columbus Idea Foundry there in Columbus, Ohio. It sounds amazing.
It is, and it's one of these makerspaces. You have one here in Boston called the Artisans Asylum, where millions of dollars are pouring in via crowdfunding, and new businesses are being launched at these places.
Well, and one of the reasons you're drawn to these places, John Kalish, you are a maker too. We know you've made your own bike out of bamboo, but have been looking at another homemade bike. That's huge here at MIT in particular, here in the Boston area, people making bikes. But which one are you looking at?
I don't know if you've ever ridden a recumbent bicycle. You sit back?
Yeah, they're all over the place here.
Okay, so yeah. I found a guy in the suburbs of Milwaukee who is he's totally taken over his garage. And in the garage now, he's making recumbent bicycles. And what he does is he cuts up old frames from sort of junky bicycles and he welds together new frames for recumbent bicycles and sells them at ridiculously affordable prices.
Okay, so that's an individual in the DIY movement. We talked about these spaces people should check out, you know, in their own town to see if there's one near them. But I can't help but notice you're wearing a patch on your shirt that sort of looks like you. We'll get a picture at herenow.org. But you tell us it's the equivalent of a merit badge for a kid's website. They're dedicated to DIY culture. What is that?
Well, the website is DIY.org. And this particular patch is for the prankster. And I'm not able to talk about my various pranks because the statute of limitations may not have run out. But this is an incredible website. There are 300,000 kids registered with DIY.org around the world. They have 400 DIY clubs. And this website, DIY.org, is run by three or four young men who are very talented, and some of them are filmmakers. They have in the works a cartoon for the Cartoon Network that's totally focused on DIY, and they have their own YouTube channel of DIY videos, including one where they went to visit a kid and help him make the project of his dream come true, which was an amphibious vehicle.
Oh, this is so sweet.
Get the battery on.
Battle control!
That is awesome!
Motor! Ooh, floaty!
What they did is added some flotation devices to a little red wagon, and this kid was able to ride around in his powered wagon, which then went into the creek, and he went for a little float.
Fantastic. Of course, there's adult supervision, which is a good idea. So that reminds us, too, though, just the sounds of somebody plunging in there, that you have one last thing to share with us, summer camp.
Right. This is summer camp for adults, although you're welcome to bring your teenagers along. There's a fellow in the Boston area who's kind of a superstar in the tiny house movement. His name is Derek Diedrichson, known as Deke. And every summer he goes up to his place in Vermont and invites people to come up for tiny house summer camp where you learn how to build a tiny house, and they build them in this off-the-grid camp that he's got up there in northern Vermont in the Northeast Kingdom. And it's happening this summer in the middle of August, 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Fabulous. John Kalish covers the do-it-yourself scene for NPR. For links to all of the projects we've talked about, go to herenow.org. John, thank you.
Great to be with you, Robin.